Welcome to First Nation Ministries. Today we're bringing you a classic broadcast from our founder, Reverend Don Klein.
I love to tell the story.
This is the voice of First Nation Ministries, dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to the Indian tribes of the United States, Canada, and Mexico. Now here's the director of First Nation Ministries, Reverend Don Klein.
Hello there, neighbor. I was telling you yesterday about how things are going. It's moving along so good, and I wanted to tell you, and I got it pretty well covered yesterday, Les and Shirley are home safe and sound, and the truck is, we've had a light bulb burn out or two, and little things like that, Les Phipps is a good man to have. He's had trouble before with old cars and all, and new ones. And so they got it fixed without any delays, and on the way, the little things didn't hold them up. And now we're under pressure here this morning, and we need the grace of God, and we need His love to fill our hearts and help us to keep calm under the stress. Because it is stressful, there's no doubt about it. It's a hurry, 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 and fit it in. Now, neighbor, these things do not come to pass by just sitting back and saying, Lord, do it. We don't do that. God wants us to say, Lord, what do you want me to do? We don't tell God what to do. We're tempted to make our plans and then get God's seal of approval on them. Make it work, Lord. This is what ought to be done. I got it figured out. How blessed it is to say, now, Lord, thy will be done. Thy kingdom come. What do you want, Lord? How do you want me to go about that? Here am I, Lord. Send me. I've been getting a lot of help myself out of the scriptures. It says, the reins guide me. And it's spelled just like the reins and fitted to the bit of a horse's mouth. The reins guide that horse. He knows when they both pull back, that means to stop. If you pull to the right, it means to turn to the right. You pull to the left, it turns to the left. They're trained. They follow the reins. And that's the way it is with God. His Spirit beareth witness with us. He speaks to our hearts. But the divine providences, the reins of God, are directing our path. And all we try to do is do what God wants us to do. So we use all the wisdom we've got. We use all the skill that we've got. And we work at the job. It's hard work, and this team is a hard-working team, and we're so thankful for them, the hours they put in, and all the blessings that we get from their labors. But sometimes it's just plain old work to the person that's caught there loading the truck, or writing the paper, or doing the office work, or trying to make the books balance and make sure everything's just like it should be. Because our books stand up under inspection, and there'll be those that find that out. They get into it and understand and take a fair look at it all. It's all there. There's nothing hidden, praise God. I'm so glad for my old daddy. Taught me back there, turn out on, if you take a man's wages, if you're going to work for him, work hard. I remember the first day I ever made a dollar. Old Otto Cummins, the sawmill guy up Dutch Canyon, but Paul and Otto and Art, the Cummins boys, they had a mill way up for 5 miles up in the hills someplace by Dixie Mountain, but they lived down there in Dutch Canyon, and their lumber truck come out that way, and when they finished the lumber, a lot of logging trucks, but theirs was a lumber truck. And then they put that mill right down on their pasture there at Dutch Canyon. And that was between where I lived and the grade school, and we walked by that place, and I knew the Cummins real well. They were such fine people and were so kind to us. And Otto Cummins decided to plant one of the fields into potatoes, and he hired me to drop potatoes behind they's putting them in with a plow, and I dropped potatoes, and he gave me $1, and that in the early 30s, that was a lot of money. And I remember I went home, I was so proud of my $1, and my daddy had told me, you do the best job you possibly can do, because that man is paying you, and I worked hard. And old Otto liked me, and I loved him. Now I remember there's more to that story. I put that money away, and that was my treasure. I had $1. And then one night I was laying in my bed, and it just, I could hear what was going on in that house in the quiet of the night. We slept with the bedroom doors open because the heating stove was out in the front room, and we didn't keep a fire all night. We'd get in bed while it's still warm, and then Daddy'd get up early and build a fire in the morning, get it warmed up for the rest of us. But I was laying there, and I heard my Daddy and Mama whispering, and they're talking about making jelly out of the blackberries that grew everywhere, those big old evergreen Himalayan berries, or whatever they call them. They grow wild all over the country out there along the roads and the fence rows, and they make wonderful jelly. They're full of seeds as far as eating them, but we'd gather those berries for the jellies, and then we'd get the little wild mountain blackberries that grew down close to the ground in the mountains, and they're a treasure, very valuable, and make pie. And no, that was the eaten berries. But I heard him talking about jelly, and Mama said, oh, if I just had some sugar, I could make jelly. And they talked, and they didn't have any money for sugar. And I thought of my $1. And God must have whispered to my heart as a little boy, though we weren't Christians. Mama taught us to say, now lay me down to sleep. And we all believed in God, and we thought we were good people, but we'd never been born again. When God got a hold of me and showed me my heart, I realized I was far from good. And I can't tell God about my goodness now. My only plea is Jesus Christ. But I gave that $1 to my mama and daddy. And they said, oh, no, that's yours. No, I said, I want you to take it. And they took it. And I got a great blessing out of that. I was helping my dad. And we had jelly. Neighbor, thank you for your help. There's jelly on my bread right now because you people are helping. And there's something that's more important to me than the bread I eat. That's the work that God has given me to do. And it's working. God's putting some jelly on the bread out there in Indian country. And our friends, they welcome us. And we're going over there to Browning, Montana, with a load of potatoes and a load of apples, all on the same load, but the old semi will be loaded. I meant to tell you about it today, but I got wound up here telling you about my past. And I tell you, I believe God wants us to do that, because it says in his word, take heed unto yourself and keep your soul with diligence, lest you forget all the things that your eyes have seen. Teach them to your sons and to the sons' sons. And we're to praise God by telling one another how God has answered our prayers, and humbly thanking him and praising God for what he's done. And that's what we're doing. And neighbor, your help has been so important, and you're keeping the wheels rolling, and we'll be pulling out of here tomorrow morning early with that big 18-wheeler again, and I'll tell you about it tomorrow on the broadcast. It'll all be history time you hear it, but I want to tell you, it's really exciting the way God is putting it together. And to think that we've got a whole load, tons and tons and tons. We're right up against the load limit. Got down there all that we're allowed to haul, and taking it to the fine Indian people up there on the Blackfoot Reservation at Browning, Montana. I've done that before, and I'll tell you about it. But it's a wonderful blessing to see the emotion on people's faces when they get an abundance of something. They don't waste it. They share, and they pass it around, and they thank the Creator for it. And we get to tell them about how the Creator so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. His name is Jesus. And without that name, that one that was sent to die on the cross, there's no remission of sins. And the faith of our fathers alone is not enough. But we must look to Jesus with a living faith in His Son.
Thank you for listening to this classic First Nation Ministries broadcast with our founder, Reverend Don Klein, where our goal is to reach out to the Native American tribes throughout the country and share Jesus Christ with them. We do it through an act of love by providing much-needed food, clothing, bedding, and just those basic things they simply don't have. You can help us by donating those basic necessities to First Nation that would in turn be driven and delivered to our Native brothers and sisters. The ministry also has another need, help with our operating expenses, including radio airtime. Radio has proven to be an excellent way to share our message, and yet there is a cost involved, and it can add up rather quickly. And that's why we ask you, our committed listener, to help us with our radio expenses. God made it clear to our founder, Don Klein, many years ago to reach out to these hurting people, and we want to continue that vision to take the powerful message of Christ to our Native American family. Thank you so much.
I love to tell the story.
You can help us reach our Native American brothers and sisters with your prayers and financial gifts. Please write to us at First Nation Ministries, Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. That's Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. You can call us at 503-477-6077, 503-477-6077, and visit our website at firstnationministries.org.